Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
I want you to imagine that you're at a concert. You're waiting in line for the restroom, and your favorite artist is about to perform. The line is long and moving slowly, and you're anxious to get back to your seat. Then you notice the restroom for the opposite gender doesn't have a line. How likely are you to use the opposite gender's restroom? I see there are some females that are nodding yes. And that is accurate. Many females are likely to use the male restroom, but are less comfortable doing so. Then there were the males. Well, we were a lot less audacious. We were unlikely to explore the female restroom. So I posed 2 questions. Is it possible that our restroom experience begins outside the restroom door? And how likely is it that signage affects our perceptions and decisions of restrooms? I'll share a personal story. I was at a college campus, and like most of us, I had to use the bathroom. I departed the lab, and I walked down this long hallway towards the restrooms. As I walked down this long hallway, I passed the female restroom. I walked down the hallway a little further, and I approached the male restroom. I went to open the door, and I paused. I looked back at the female restroom. I was baffled, confused, and I didn't know how to feel about the situation. I wasn't sure if I was part of a social experiment, but I went along with it. And I wasn't willing to do the potty dance because of a sign. Although in that moment, I did fear that the signage we use on restroom doors may be doing more harm than good. As I became increasingly curious about restroom signage and how we perceive messages, I went on an impromptu journey of public restrooms. For several months, I saw public restrooms everywhere I went. I may not have had to use the restroom, but I would take a photo of the sign. Yes, I admit, I was the creepy guy who would take his phone out of his pocket and snap a photo of the bathroom sign. Following this journey of potty photography, I pondered the difference between experiential and utilitarian behavior when using shared restrooms. Are we really likely to do the potty dance because of a sign? Let's find out. The first study we conducted was to test comfort levels of individuals in similar situations. And what we found was, when the male restroom was shared and the female restroom was gender specific, comfort levels were high. Then we reversed the situation. When the female restroom was shared and the male restroom was gender specific, comfort levels significantly decreased. But what was extremely fascinating was that not only were the females not comfortable, neither were the males. We learned that the majority of males were not comfortable with females sharing their restroom. So what makes one gender more willing to share than another? I recently had a conversation with a college professor who is highly regarded to be an objective decision maker. In fact, she is a professor of decision science. We showed this college professor a gender-neutral restroom placard. She said she would use the restroom. Then we showed that same college professor the female and gender-neutral placard. She declined. The true difference between the two restrooms is how the message is framed. The utilitarian response would have been to use the restroom, either restroom, but it wasn't. The response was about the perceived experience. Next, we tested people's willingness to use and their comfort levels when shown 2 separate restroom doors that were each labeled as a specific gender and gender neutral. Females weren't likely to use the restroom that did not specifically mention their gender on the door. Then there were the males. Well, we were still a lot less audacious and unwilling to explore and venture into any restroom that did not say male on the door. And this was the first research that gave us an unfavorable comfort level by members of the transgender community. Well, what about a restroom with one door, such as a single stall restroom? When we showed people one restroom door with a gender-neutral restroom placard, Members of the transgender community were extremely comfortable. Meanwhile, both males and females were more than likely to use the restroom, and their comfort levels were moderately to very comfortable. We answered our question that when we need to use the restroom, utility does supersede experience, and we could probably call that a win for the restroom with one door. But we're only human. We associate with others who are like us, and we seek answers that best support our personal beliefs and our personal interests. And we could probably agree that we are naturally selfish. So how do we simultaneously remove a personal bias and improve the restroom experience for all gender identities? Let's build on that. The first approach was to remove gender from the restroom placards. Three factors of gender were removed. First, we reduced the silhouettes to shoulders and above. Then we removed the clothing and color associated with gender. The shared restroom placard gave us some of the highest responses from experience and utility to date. But as we felt we got closer and closer to what we considered to be the right answer for a restroom placard, we decided that we needed to make the experience fun and remove potential thoughts of gender from the message. The Everyone placard gave us the highest responses of experience and utility by all gender identities. Although non-traditional restroom placards could improve the user experience, there isn't a universal answer. Removing non-text gender attributes such as clothing and color could present a challenge for a person who speaks another language. We know that we're not willing to do the potty dance because of a sign, but how likely are we to make judgments because of a sign? And since there isn't a universal answer, is it possible to design a better potty experience from outside the restroom door? Thank you.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle at ClickSuasion.